John Maxwell said, "Life is a matter of choices, and every choice you make makes you." This statement inspires me to think about Sarah in the first reading, telling us that God gives us a choice of options that are set before us. Life and death, good and evil, which do we choose for ourselves? On the surface, it seems to be an easy choice, but we all know that it gets very difficult at times. It is because the evil one knows our wickedness, and he presents things to us that he hopes we will think to be good, even though those are very bad for us. He has used his treachery effectively for thousands of years and in our day. The devil never stops increasing the number of temptations to destroy our lives. As difficult as this can be for us, we do need to recognize what this wise man has told us, that we have choices to make. God creates us with a free will. God doesn't force us to do anything. John Calvin and his followers rejected the notion of free will and said that God's grace has a necessitating influence upon us. Followed his idea that some people were predestined by God to go to heaven, the rest were predestined to hell. He said that we have no choice in the matter, and even if a good person lived a good life, if he was not predestined to heaven, he would be lost forever. That is not what we believe. Having a free will is what makes us persons. It is also allows us to choose what we follow God, or what we are against God. Once again, this will seem to be a simple proposition, but is it not? St. Paul tells us in the second reading that he teaches a wisdom that is not a wisdom of this age, nor ruler of this age. It is a wisdom from God, but it is hidden and mysterious. It is also difficult for us because we are attacked by the wisdom of this age. It is in the media, in business, in advertising, and even some churches. So we need to place before us what is worldly and what is heavenly, what is natural and what is supernatural, because we cannot easily perceive those things which are spiritual and supernatural. We too often reach out to grasp what we can see and what we can feel. In our society, we also tend towards what we can provide immediate gratification, which is rarely from God. This brings us to the point that Sirach tells us in the first reading. If you choose, you can keep the commandments, they will save you. Doing so does not always feel good at the moment and rarely brings immediate gratification, but it does bring long-term peace within the soul, growth in holiness and virtue, and the promise of eternal rewards. We all know that it's not easy to keep God's commandments, but nothing is impossible with God. As St. Paul proclaims, "I can do all things in him who strengthens me." So my dear friends, with the help of God, we can choose for life, not death. We can choose for good, not evil. We can choose God's wisdom, not human wisdom. By doing so, the psalm today tells us, "Blessed are those who follow the law of the Lord."